Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show that puts country music front and center.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our kids. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Eddie Money came on the music scene strong in 1977 with his first album featuring the hits Baby Hold On and Two Tickets to Paradise. When MTV arrived and ushered in the age of music videos, Eddie was one of the first artists to embrace the new art form. His videos for Think I'm in Love and Shaken quickly became fan favorites. Who can forget his 1986 Grammy-nominated duet, Take Me Home Tonight, featuring Ronnie Spector, and his song about reminiscing called I Wanna Go Back. These days, Eddie has added a country flavor to his songs with the help of various producers, including John Ford Coley and the vocal talents of Vince Gill. He's also recorded a song called One More Soldier Coming Home, a moving and meaningful song, and all the proceeds from it are being donated to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. It's my pleasure to welcome Eddie Money to the show. Hey, Eddie.
Dave, how you doing, buddy? Well, that's a great intro. I want to congratulate you. I got to tell you, this song, One More Soldier Coming Home, I run into all these troops when I'm on the road. I travel a lot because I'm always working with the band, and I run into all these veterans and all these kids coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And I'll tell you, it's my heart goes out to them. And One More Soldier Coming Home is actually about a kid that doesn't make it back, unfortunately. Say it would be Iraq or Afghanistan. It's a very touching song. If you go to my website, EddieMoney.com. I think it'll cost you a buck. All the money goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. And, you know, my brother was in Vietnam. I've got a lot of nephews, and, you know, I'm surrounded by military my whole life. My father served in World War II along with my uncles. And instead of going into the Marine Corps, which is what I wanted to do, I went on the police department instead. My father was patrolman of the year, and I went on the police department, and I said to myself, I don't think I'm going to be able to stand being in the police uniform for the next 20, 25 years. I said to myself, I should have joined the Marine Corps and got it over with. But instead, I went on the police department and did a couple of years with them. And then I actually wanted to proceed to get my college education. So I went to the police department and moved to Berkeley and got an education and got a record deal, you know?
Yeah, let's talk about that. So let's go back in time a bit, and then we'll get caught up on all the present stuff. But back in 1977, when you were done with being a police officer and focused on music, big success, the debut album, Baby Hold On, Two Tickets to Paradise. Can you recall at the time sort of feeling what a great choice it was because it paid off?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. It took me 6 months to write Two Tickets to Paradise. And then when the song wasn't being accepted by Columbia Records because it wasn't commercial enough, Jimmy Lyon, my original guitar player, myself, we came up with Baby Hold On in 2 days. And it was like a top five single. And then we shot the video. And we didn't shoot the video back then. But we did go on Saturday Night Live. And we did Midnight Special, and we did a bunch of TV. I did the Letterman, right. And I did, the Tonight Show. And we had a lot of success with both those songs, and it really catapulted my career. And, I've sold about 17 million records. Hey, Dad, I should have saved the money. Who knew, huh, Dave?
It's hindsight's 2020.
Yeah. Now I got five kids. They're all going to school and stuff like that, and they all got the handout constantly. What are you going to do?
Now your kids, speaking of that, I know that Jessie
is involved. The least I can do is make sure they all get a decent education, you know?
Yeah, well, and that's so important. But she's done some touring with you as well, and your other four boys, they're musically inclined as well?
Well, yeah. Both my kids play drums. And one of my sons just got out of Oaks Christian College. He has also played some keyboards and stuff like that. I think he's going to be starting a band. And, of course, my daughter's been writing. She kind of broke away from working with me. I mean, all the kids think they're going to make it. They go, well, Dad made it, and he's not that good. But, yeah, Jessica's been reaching out. She writes some really wonderful songs, and I expect you'll be hearing her on the radio within the next year or two.
Terrific. Well, we'll look forward to that. Now, with the MTV videos, you got pretty much right at the start. You were into those with Shaken and Think I'm in Love, so you're one of the first pioneers of the music video form. Was that a lot
Isn't
of fun
that
to do?
Well, you know, it was very true, but if you think about those days, and now you can't, You can't even shoot the intro to a video for without a half a million dollars these days. I made both those videos for under $88,000.
Wow.
Which is really amazing because now it costs so much money to shoot a video. And, of course, I was one of the first artists to really have a video back when MTV came out. Me and Huey Lewis and a couple of other artists really, actually nobody was thinking about the success of television and rock and roll, but I had a feeling it was going to take off.
Yeah, it's amazing. And now the new revolution, of course, in the last few years has been internet, social media, and just the way music has changed. How do you feel about that, the way we get our music now and the way it's promoted?
Well, it's so crazy to tell you the truth, Dave, because about 2 weeks ago, I was only kidding around with my audience, and I said, I'm sorry I drank that quart of vodka. I'll try to give you a good show. Well, everybody knows I don't drink anymore, so it was just a joke to the audience. Next thing I know, it's on YouTube the next morning, and my mother-in-law is calling me up going, Eddie, are you drinking again? I said, what are you talking about? It's all over YouTube. I said, oh, my God. Now you can't say anything, even kidding around with a private audience, because next thing you know, everybody in the world is going to see it on YouTube.
That's right. That's right. You can't just have a little joke between you and the audience anymore.
Exactly. And I was only kidding around. Everybody was going, oh, Eddie's had a slip. He's back out again. I'm going, what is everybody talking about? But, yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful world. The internet is really fantastic because you can just, you know, you can download songs and you can go write the videos and you can go, if you want to read the paper, you can look at the paper. What can you do on an internet? It's amazing.
Exactly. And the other thing that's cool about it, I was able to listen to you online this morning before we got to speak here, your morning show you're doing for 97.1 The River in Atlanta, and I got to hear you for a bit, which was really cool.
Thank you so much. It's a great station, and, you know, it's a classic rock station, so I fit right in. And it's a real pleasure getting on the radio, especially in Atlanta, and especially in the mornings, too. There's a great, you know, the morning crowd, the crowd down there in Atlanta, there are a bunch of crazy, wonderful people, and it's a great radio station. I'm having a lot of fun down there, Dave.
Good stuff. Good. Yeah, it was great to listen to you. Let's talk about one more song from the past. Take Me Home Tonight, nominated for a Grammy. You were joined by Ronnie Spector on the song. Terrific song from the mid-'80s. How did you feel about having that song? Did you feel that there was some magic to it when you released it?
Well, you know what? I've been nominated for a lot of Grammys for a lot of my songs, but I'm, like they say in the business, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. But, I mean, I think Ronnie Spector was amazing. I thought the video was, we shot it in black and white, and we shot it I was sent at the Reno University in Nevada, and the lighting was great, and I wish they would have let me kept that jacket, because that was a gorgeous jacket, that leather jacket with the black. Yeah, it was a lot of fun doing that video, and Ronnie Spector made it really tremendous. And when she got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Dave, she was so nice. The first thing she did was, I want to thank Eddie Money for bringing me back into the limelight on Take Me Home Tonight. What a sweetheart, huh?
Beautiful. Now, what a nice thing to say and to know that she appreciated it. You guys sounded great on that song. Let's move a little forward. We're going to play Two Tickets to Paradise in just a moment. And this version has Vince Gill on it as you're getting into some country stuff. Talk about working with Vince and specifically on this song.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. Vince was in a group called Pure Prairie League, which was a rock band back in the 70s. I was a big fan of Vince's way back when. And he's married to Amy Grant, and I'm a big fan of his. And it so happens that he was an Eddie Money fan. And I was thrilled to death because I've always thought that Vince was really a great artist. And he came down, and he decided to do some songs with me. So we redid a song I did from one of my previous albums called Hard Life, and we did a great version of Give Me Some Water. And, of course, we did Two Tickets to Paradise, and he did the second verse on it. It was a lot of fun working with the guy. He's a very nice guy. He's a gentleman, and, God, I was 20 feet off the ground when I was working with Vince.
This is Eddie Money and Two Tickets to Paradise on In the Country.
I've got a surprise, yeah, especially for you. It's something that both of us have always wanted to do. You waited so long, you waited so long, you waited so long, you waited so long. I'm gonna take you on a trip so far from here.
disappear. You've waited so long. You've waited so long. You've waited so long. You've waited so long. I've got blue tickets for paradise. Well, thank you, bags for me tonight. I've got two tickets to paradise. It's two tickets to paradise.
Eddie Money along with Vince Gill on a newly recorded version of Two Tickets to Paradise. Sounds great, Eddie. You guys really vocally go well together.
I think he's a great artist. It's a pleasure to work with him. And I got to tell you, those Nashville musicians, they do everything in one or two takes. It's not like L.A. It's not like New York. I mean, these guys get in there and nail it and everything because they've got to be home to pick their kids up by 3:30 at the bus stop. So they're at their 9:30, everybody stays straight, has a cup of coffee, man, maybe a sandwich for lunch. It's not like in L.A. where everybody's just running around, you know, wasting money. These guys are very professional. And I used the guitar player from Leonard Skinner, but he's also a session man down there in Nashville. Great keyboard player from, just a great bunch of guys, man, you know.
Now, your country influences go back to, you're listening to AM radio back in New York and hearing Sink the Bismarck, 16 Tons,
oh, sure.
And Stand By Your Man. And you didn't necessarily even realize they were country songs. You just liked them at the time.
It's very true. I mean, New York City, believe it or not, if you think about it, Eddie Rabbit was actually from New York City. Can you believe that? But I've always been a big fan of country. I love country because it's a storytelling thing, you know, like Gretchen Wilson's great and there's so many great artists out right now, but I've always, ever since way back Jack Jones, man, I've always thought the country, you know, it's like, and plus my wife is from Nashville, too, so I got a lot of country influence. Actually, I was in a country western band back in the 70s, if you can believe that.
You were opening up for Sammy Smith back then.
That's right, I was.
How cool is that?
Yeah, she was great, too.
Now, as we move forward, Keith Urban's first record, I understand, as I was reading up on you, also played an influence. You sort of realized, oh, that's the sound of country now.
Yeah, well, Keith Urban, man, he's got a lot of rockabilly in there. I think he's from Australia. I met him once or twice.
Yep.
He seems like a really nice guy. And I just thought when Keith Urban's first record came out, that was a real breakthrough, and it really started changing the influence of country music. And now Toby Keith has got the number one record out right now, and he's got some really good stuff. I mean, if you listen to country music these days, Dave, it sounds like really great rock and roll from the 70s, you know? It sounds like, sounds like rock and roll from the 70s. It really does. It's great. But I know the musicianship on a lot of these records are really great. And now, sonically speaking, the way they get the drums sounding and the pedal steel and the background vocals, it's just amazing. It's such a joy to listen to. It really is.
Because a lot of your songs, and one of them you recently recorded with some country flavoring in it, Give Me Some Water. I mean, the lyrics on it, Mama never understood what it's like for a losing man when her number one son goes bad playing cards with the devil's hand. I mean, that is country storytelling. It's got a Johnny Cash feel to it. So you definitely had that in your writing, and you did a country single on that not too long ago.
Yes, I did, actually, and I had the pleasure to work with John Carter Cash, who's Johnny Cash's son. And I remember when Johnny was alive, I knew him, but I knew June, because they were very good friends with my in-laws. So it was a real thing to getting to know. Matter of fact, the last couple of last shows that Johnny Cash did before he stopped recording, I was at, too.
Wasn't that something?
There's so many great people out in Nashville, too. I've always been a sucker for country music. What are you going to do?
And it was great how Johnny Cash was able to reinvent himself, you know, in his later years when he was doing those records that were a little different from his earlier stuff. He had a whole new sound.
Yeah, walked the line. He was the first guy to actually sing in two octaves. He sang the first verse high and the second verse low. I mean, how many people did you know that used the voice in two octaves? He was very innovative, and he was really, Johnny Cash was always ahead of his time, just like Elvis Presley.
Yeah, exactly. So what, over the last couple of years when you started to use John Ford Coley as a producer and working with Vince Gill, Eddie, what was the thinking in your mind when you thought, hey, I'll take a shot at country? When did you first come up with that idea?
Well, you know what? When I think about it, I've got songs like Turn the Light Off, and I've got songs that are very country-orientated, and I was going to put a CD together of songs that I've already recorded, and I was going to call it actually A Shot at Country to let people know. And I've been back there talking to a lot of great publishers in Nashville and running into a lot of fantastic artists, and some of the songs that haven't been recorded yet that are just floating around are incredible. Mm-hmm. It's like the Beatles. It's like the writing is fantastic. And I don't know, my hat goes off to a lot of those people in Nashville because they got the pulse on the way, you know, men and women think, or raising kids, or, you know, driving a car. I mean, the way people put things in the country. You know what I'm saying? It's just incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Everything in rock and roll is always boy-girl. You know, it's not like that with country. Country's very deep. It lends itself to a lot of different situations. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. It's there when you're sad. It's there when you're happy.
Exactly.
Breaking up, getting together. It covers it all.
It does. It really does.
Now, on the subject of songwriting, do you recall when you first got into, I mean, obviously it was early on, but the excitement for songwriting and how the ideas came to you and just the whole process for you?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I started writing songs because when I realized when I used to sing in a top 40 band, I was singing everybody else's material, whether it be My Baby Loves the Hanky Panky or You Are the Sunshine of My Life by Stevie Wonder. And for years, I was mimicking some of all these great writers that were on the radio that people listened to. And, of course, you were out there doing, songs by War and songs by the Impressions. You get out there and you were, like, mimicking what was on the radio. So after doing so many cover songs for so many years, it gave me the chance and the opportunity to write, to know what a formula was. You start off with an intro, then you go to a chorus, or you go to your first verse, then you break it down, you go to your first verse, chorus, second verse, second chorus, bridge, double chorus, out. There was a formula to writing material. It's
right.
Like mathematics, you know.
And you got that formula early on and started pumping out the hits.
Well, I got to tell you the truth. I put out about maybe, 16, 17 records, and on all those records, you've got at least 8 or 9 songs on there, so I think I've written way over 150 songs, which is it's a lot of songs. But then again, I seriously started writing, Dave, back in about, let's say, 1974, 1975.
One of my favorite songs of yours over the years, I was actually watching the video the other day, I Want to Go Back. I remember loving it at the time. It's just got a great message, a very catchy song, and a terrific video for it, too.
It's a great video. I tell you, the best part about that song, Dave, is I recall hanging out on Friday night, the first slow dance, hoping that I get it right. Now, who doesn't remember back in high school, your first slow dance with your sweetheart. I mean, come on. It's just
yep.
so perfect. It's that's like country. It just rings everybody's bell, you know?
Definitely. Yeah, that would lend itself to a country treatment, too, because it's sentimental, and again, it tells a great story.
It's a great story. I want to go back. We do the song live. Everybody's always loved the song. It goes over great.
Yeah. And let's turn to another song now that you wrote, So Cold Tonight. And my understanding is you wrote this during a snowstorm waiting for your wife to come back to Tennessee. She was out traveling.
Actually, it's a very funny story because about, I don't know, about 4 or 5 years ago, if you guys can remember, there was that big snowstorm in Nashville. And nobody was used to the snow at all. And I was from New York, so I knew what snow was all about. So I was, like, pushing cars out of ditches and helping women to stop sliding down on the freeway and stuff like that. People in Nashville were not used to a snowstorm.
That
snowstorm that day, my wife was out shopping all day, and I was calling all the markets and stuff like that. And the brother was hanging out. We were waiting for her to get home. I thought something had happened to her. She came home with 1,000 bags of clothes. I don't know what she had, like it looked like a TV show. She came up with 1 million bags. She was shopping all day. And I thought something had happened to her. You know, I was smoking 1 million cigarettes, and I was taking care of the kids. And where the heck is Lori? Where's my wife? And at the end of the night, 11 o'clock rolls around. She came in with about 100 shopping bags. Hi, everybody. Where you been all day? And that's what I wrote the song So Cold Tonight about.
Awesome. Well, let's share the song now. We got more to talk about when we come back. This is Eddie Money and So Cold Tonight here on In the Country.
The mama's not home. With this wind blowing, the snow is getting deeper. So deep. I smoke a lovely cigarette, I never get to sleep. Oh, this is so cold tonight. And the wind is blowing down the shop. And the air will freeze your fingers to the bone. Pray to Mother Mary to bring you home. Come back home. The fever is still and the wind is picking up. I had to take a shovel to my pickup truck. By the phone, can't see a thing, baby. I'm waiting for you, baby. Won't you come back home? Come back home. Come back home. So cold tonight, and the wind is blowing down the traffic lights, and the air will freeze your fingers.
And that is So Cold Tonight from my guest, Eddie Money. It's a great song, Eddie, and I love how you took that incident and turned it into the song. We can hear how personal it is through the lyrics.
Well, that's what country's all about. You're right about situations. I was worried about my wife. It was snowing in Nashville. They don't get a lot of snow, and she was out shopping all day. I thought she got in a car wreck or something. You know how women are. She never bothered to call. And it was a very true story, and it turned out to be very funny. She got home, and I sat down, and I took a pencil, and I started writing that song, and I just think it's a great tune, and I got that rock and roll harmonica under in the air. But, I mean, today, you know, I just think that's good country, you know?
No, me too, for sure. Now, you're about to head back to Nashville in the upcoming months to do some more recording. Can you give us some insight into that, sort of what your plans are?
Well, I've been talking to some great publishing people, and I've been talking to some great writers and some people that really don't really have their name on the map that you wouldn't know they were, so why even bring it up? But they're really terrific writers, and they've written a lot of hits, and they seem to be really super great people. And I like the South, and my wife's from Nashville. I spent a lot of time there when I was, you know, dating. We've been together for 24 years, so, you know, I got to know Nashville pretty well. Actually, Nashville and Madison, Gouldsville and Hendersonville, and I spent a lot of time back there, you know.
When you sing country, is there anything different you do with your voice? Not obviously in a forced way, but is there a different approach to actually singing it?
Well, yeah. I mean, when I sing, I'm more of an R&B singer when I'm singing like rock and roll or R&B, like a Baby Hold On or, you know. But, you know, country music to me, it's more natural. You know what I mean? I don't know if you can hear my New York accent or not. That doesn't make any difference to me. But, I mean, when I sing country, it's, you know, I don't camouflage my voice. I don't try to put my voice in a certain place. It's just more natural, you know. It just kind of falls off my tongue and into the microphone, you know.
Right. Right. Now, you've worked with Vince Gill on a couple of songs. He's doing some vocals and harmony, terrific stuff. Anybody else that you're going to line up that you can let us know about that would be part of the project?
Well, I know I worked with John Ford Cole. He was really great doing harmonies. And I like Davy Johnson, and I like Toby Keats, and there's a lot of people like Trey Atkins. There's a lot of great artists that I would love to, like, sit down and write some material with it. Just have the pleasure to sing with them. I love the tone of their voice, and I admire their image. There are a lot of them are married with kids, just like me. And, you know, rock and roll's a little on the jaded side. I like country because it's more homespun. It's more honest, you know. You don't have to get dressed up to go to a liquor store, you know. I mean, come on. It's not like Hollywood.
That's
great.
Now, you know what would be really cool? You mentioned some of those names are Toby Keith and Trace Atkins, an album of duets, country duets with Eddie Money. That would be very cool. New songs and maybe some of the classics.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, man. I know I got the opportunity to meet Garth Brooks, who was a real sweetheart of a guy. And, of course, working with great like Vince Gill, and there's so many great artists that actually, you know, a good buddy of mine that really hasn't broke yet, like big in Cincinnati, a kid named Tommy Wirth, who's also a great writer. And I've been working with Kate Atwood from Music Media TV. I just been working with some really very professional people back there in that town, you know. They don't kid around.
That's
back
true.
There. The musicianship is great. The publishers are great. The writers are great. And the food's great, too. Every time I go back to Nashville, I got to jog on the way home. I with all the hush puppies and the whole pride, you know. Well, every time I'm back there, I can't 10 miles, for Christ's sakes.
Do you have a favorite restaurant in Nashville?
My mother-in-law makes the best fried chicken in the entire world. You think you'd die and went to heaven if you taste, you know. I mean, then my wife, she can't boil water without burning it, but her mother, she works in the book, let me tell you.
Sometimes it doesn't get passed on, right?
My wife makes macaroni and cheese and hot dogs, and the kids think she's a good cook. What do they know, huh? What do they know, Dave, right?
That's too funny. Yeah, when you're a kid, that's all that matters, the hot dogs and the macaroni and cheese.
I know it.
You got a great tour coming up November, December with the Jingle Bell Rock Tour. Now, great couple of guys joining you, Mickey Thomas of Starship, huge group, and Lou Gramm, we all know as the voice of Foreigner, I Want to Know What Life Is, and all their big hits. Tell us about that.
Well, you know what, I tell you, these two great guys, Mickey Thomas, he had that song Jane, and he had that song Sour. Sour! Yeah. And he had the song We Built This City, great artist. Great writer. He's a lot of fun to work with. He's got a really high voice. He sings really amazing. And, of course, Lou Gramm, as you know, he did all those hits with Foreigner, you know.
Oh,
yeah. Hot-Blooded and, you know, I Want to Know What Love Is. And, I mean, the list goes on. Urgent. I mean, how many songs did Foreigner have with Lou Gramm?
Oh, amazing.
And they're both really wonderful guys. And for Christmas, we're putting the whole thing together. They're also supporting the Intrepid Heroes Foundation. And I'm looking forward. We're going to have a lot of fun out there. We'll be doing a bunch of Christmas songs together. And, of course, I'll be doing my big Christmas hit is Everybody Loves Christmas. One thing about Dave, about a Christmas hit that you got to love, it comes back every year. So my song, Everybody Loves Christmas, that song I did with Ronnie Spector, that's a big hit for me at Christmas time. We're going to be doing that one with Lou Gramm and, of course, with Mickey Thomas. My band's going to be backing us up. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody should go to my website, anybody.com. And check out where I'm going to be on that Jingle Bell Rock Tour, because you don't want to miss Mickey Thomas, and you definitely don't want to miss Lou Gramm.
No, what an amazing lineup, the three of you. Will, along with the Christmas songs, will you be doing any of your own hits?
Well, I'm going to be doing Baby LaVon and Two Tickets to Paradise and Take Me Home Tonight and Shaking.
Okay.
I don't know what they're going to be doing, but I've got to make sure I'm going to be doing those of them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And again, eddiemoney.com is the website.
I think I'm going to do a real slow version of Silent Night. Because I want to do, you know, they want to do songs that are like their Christmas favorites. To me, I think a great Christmas song for me was something like Silent Night or I Saw Mommy Kiss the Santa Claus or Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. I want to come up with a Christmas song that everybody knows. You know what I mean? Everybody knows Silent Night. Everybody knows Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. Everybody knows, you know, I want to do songs that really remind me of Christmas.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And those ones are good examples of them. I mean, you hear them, and right away you're taken back to your childhood.
Yeah, and of course, if you think about I Saw Mommy Kiss the Santa Claus, that was actually very big on country western radio.
Different artist Garth Brooks had a version of it. I think Buck Owens, I mean, it's almost a country standard now, Christmas standard.
And I tell you, I had the opportunity to meet Buck Owens. What a great, what an amazing artist he was, too.
Oh, Buck terrific Owens. Hits. I mean,
you know,
him and Roy Clark
some...
on Hee Haw, too. I mean, so much country music was introduced through that show.
I loved that show. And come on, who's actually better? Ricky Skaggs is one of the greatest guitar players in the world. And boy, can he play a mandolin. So people don't realize what a great musician that guy is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The talent in country music is quite amazing. It's great to have you in country music because you're bringing your sound, and a lot of these artists grew up knowing your music too, which is cool for them.
Bill, I'm going to put out a CD for everybody. Go to my website. It's called The Shot in Country. And songs like So Cold Tonight, my songs with Vince Gill, they're all going to be available, and I'm not going to charge anybody. You can just download it off the website. It's called The Shot in Country. And then I'm going to get back there, and I'm going to make a new record with all these great publishers and these great country writers, and I'm going to stay, you know, I don't have to pay for a hotel because I'll be staying at my mother-in-law's house.
That's a great plan.
Come on, I've got so much family back there. It's great. It's amazing.
That's awesome. Again, the website is eddiemoney.com, and there's links on there to your show On the River, the radio station, your morning show in Atlanta, and there's all kinds of stuff there. There's some classic videos, really great, greatly designed website. Let's talk, Eddie, about One More Soldier Coming Home, a little bit more about it, because I'm going to play the song in just a moment. Again, you mentioned this song is very special to you.
Well, it's very special to me because there's so many unsung heroes that really don't make it back, say, from Iraq or from Afghanistan. I mean, I grew up in the 60s and early 70s, and, you know, I lost a couple of really dear friends in Vietnam. And this song is about, you know, people that go out there and they love our country and they're proud enough and courageous enough to serve our country. And unfortunately, this is a song about a couple of kids that didn't really make it back from there. It's One More Soldier Coming Home, and all the proceeds are going to the Intrepid Heroes Foundation, which is a great foundation. And it deals with all these kids coming back with head injuries from Iraq and Afghanistan. So I think it's a wonderful organization. They have two facilities. They have one in San Antonio, Texas, with 120 beds in it. Now they're building a new facility right now I'm excited about that's going to be opening up pretty soon in Maryland. It's called the Intrepid Heroes Foundation. It's wonderful about all these, you know, men and women in uniform that are serving our country that just got messed up over there, you know?
This is Eddie Money, a very moving song, One More Soldier Coming Home on In the Country.
finally coming home. You've been gone for way too long. You went off to war, know what you went there for. You fought to keep our country strong. But you didn't see it coming. When you hit that battlefield running, one more soldier got to heaven tonight. One more hero by the dawn's early light. We salute you, 21 gun lock and load. One more soldier coming home. Chose the soldier's way. All your friends are gathered round you, and your comrades they salute you. Half-mast as they take you to your resting place. There's not a dry eye in the church, but there's still hope in your daughter's face. Hate to say it, but there's one more soldier gone to heaven tonight. One more hero by the dawn's early light. We salute you, 21 gun lock and load. One more soldier's coming home. I heard the news today. You're finally coming home.
And that is Eddie Money. What a moving song, One More Soldier Coming Home. You can head to eddiemoney.com and download the song from there. All the proceeds going to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Again, Eddie, that song obviously has a lot of meaning to you and to all your listeners.
Well, it does, too. And I tell you, the greatest thing about this country is that we see these troops in uniform, you know, getting on a plane. There's a certain amount of them. I mean, when we get off, us civilians, when we get off the plane, they're always following us up. We always give them a standing ovation with our hands, you know. It's always good to see them, and I'm proud of the fact that they serve our country so valiantly and so courageously. And, you know, a lot of them are just a bunch of kids, too. It's just amazing. I just, my heart goes out to them and to their families and to their parents. And I run into parents of these kids, of so many men and women in uniform over there. And then I run into a lot of them coming back from Iraq or coming back from Afghanistan or coming back from Germany, coming back from all over the world. And I don't know. Do you think these guys join the service just to get a free college education when they get out? I don't think so. I think they join the service because they love this country and they want to serve this country.
It's a great song and a very moving video. Again, our listeners can check it out at eddiemoney.com. I want to thank you so much. We're just about out of time. It's been such a pleasure talking to you, Eddie, about the past and the new stuff going on with your country career. I'm going to be sure to follow that. And thanks so much for spending the time with us.
Well, Dave, I appreciate that very much and continued success, and I really do love the show.
I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.